Mandy and I welcome you back to The Chosen's A Blended Harmony of the Gospels, all the Gospels in chronological order. We are on Day 8, Part 2. Jesus has more Sabbath controversies. Trouble's coming. More Sabbath controversy. On a Sabbath, he passed through the grain fields. His disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. But one of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David and those who were with him did when he was in need and hungry? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except the priests, and also gave some to his companions? Or haven't you read in the law that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what it means, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would have not condemned the innocent." Then he told them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So then, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. A man was there whose right hand was shriveled. The scribes and Pharisees were watching him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they could find a charge against him. In order to accuse him, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" But he knew their thoughts and told the man with the shriveled hand, "Get up and stand here." So he got up and stood there. Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on Sabbath or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent, of course. After looking around at them with anger, he was grieved at the hardness of their hearts. He replied to them, "Who among you, if he had a sheep that fell into a pit on the Sabbath, wouldn't take hold of it and lift it out? A person is worth far more than a sheep. So it is lawful to do what is good on the Sabbath." Then he told the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was restored, as good as the other. Immediately the Pharisees went out, filled with rage, and started plotting with the Herodians against him, how they might kill him. So David was running, and he had some men, and they were hungry. So he ran into the temple and asked for the showbread. Now, the showbread was stacked up there on the altar and not to be eaten by anybody except the priests. But David said it was okay that they could eat it because they were in need and they were hungry. So, you know, they have the law that you shouldn't do certain things on the Sabbath, but they had taken that too extreme. They had added extra laws into there. They were just even saying things like, you know, if somebody falls in a hole or a pit, don't pull them out because it's, quote, work to reach in there. And Jesus is like saying, just use common sense, which, you know, common sense is not common practice. We know that. But just, you know, if it makes sense to love someone, to help someone, to cure someone, to feed someone, that you can do those things on the Sabbath, because they had blown all these laws way out of proportion. So he said it was okay for them to eat the grain as they were walking by. And then in the temple also, he healed the man with the shriveled hand. And I'm sure that man didn't really care if it was Sabbath day or not. He wanted to be healed. But of course, that just kind of flipped out all the Pharisees, and it said they were just enraged, and now they're plotting to kill him. So now we kind of turned that corner where Jesus was a good guy, you know, helping people, healing people, but now he's doing things on the Sabbath, and so that's kind of turning the tables a bit. So be sure to come back tomorrow, my friends, to see more, to see what happens to Jesus because he's healing on the Sabbath. But I hope you look around and try to find someone that you can help. I know that typically we can't heal people, but there's a lot of things you can do to help people in need. So I hope you focus on that part of it and just go out and help serve someone today. And come back tomorrow, and we'll see you then. Have a good one.
You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.